After a day off, the Jaguars back on the practice field in full pads. Monday, it's game week. The Pittsburgh Steelers come to Everbank Field Friday night. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shatterick with you. The Jaguars back in the practice field today for the first time since Saturday night's scrimmage inside Everbank Field. It was a little bit of a slow start for the offense on Saturday, but Gus Bradley said today that he liked the mindset of trying to run the ball. And quarterback Blake Bortles met the media also. He reiterated that. The offense wants to run the ball and be known for that first. But as camp goes along, the players are getting a little more comfortable with the new offense. But every quarterback has those go-to plays, ones they're comfortable and confident in. Well, this is the time of year to figure those plays out, and it's a process that's still happening, headed into preseason week one.
I think we're still in the process of finding, each quarterback individually, what you like, what are your plays, what's your grouping of plays that you like. I don't think there's any problem with going out there and, trying out a new club and saying, I like this one or I don't like this one. So I think there's definitely still time for that.
A few Monday notes, starting with defensive end Jared Odrick. He played in the scrimmage Saturday, but off to the side today with a sore left knee. He is day-to-day. Running back T.J. Yeldon practiced today, but he wore red to avoid punches or strips to that finger sprain from Saturday night. And Leo defensive end Chris Clemons did some work off to the side today. Gus Bradley said he doesn't anticipate him playing Friday. They'll reevaluate him next week. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with the quarterback. But let's go back to the scrimmage. Yep. Number five had a few big moments on Saturday.
Well, he did, and I think what's significant, something we talked about on Saturday night, what you saw from Bortles, what you saw from Allen Robinson and Julius Thomas, it looked like a guy and his receivers starting to get comfortable with each other, starting to figure out what they can rely on each other for. It is just a scrimmage, but around the building you're hearing talk about, hey, this is what this offense can be. This is why these guys are here, and you're starting to see it. So I thought out of everything with that scrimmage the other night, that's what you can take forward, is that they've starting to find guys and roles they can rely on.
And to get that offense going, it starts up front. Mm-hmm. The offensive line really was beaten a bit early by the defensive line on Saturday, but I think that's the key. It is still early in the whole process for the O-line.
And I talked to Luke Joke a little while in the locker room today, and from listening to Gus, the storyline was what you thought it would be. Didn't like the first couple of series, but they are learning this new scheme. They're learning each other. There's still some new guys up there. They're not too worried about it, but they definitely want to see a better performance against Pittsburgh on Friday.
One of the new contributors on offense, T.J. Yeldon, we mentioned him earlier, but back on the field today, that's a good sign.
Sigh of relief. And I got a chance to talk to T.J. in the locker room very quickly. He thought it was a lot worse, and I think everybody thought it was a lot worse when he came off with his hand wrapped. Not what you want to see from a guy who has looked very, very good. And overall, I think the running back group has been as advertised. Bernard Pierce making a name for himself in that competition. So it's a deep group and maybe the one group that can maybe withstand an injury right now.
And if Pierce is the fourth guy, he's been around the league for a while. It's a pretty good fourth guy in that
competition. Has looked better than I think people expected.
I'm going to imagine you're writing about a quarterback today.
He talked. He played on Saturday. So we'll talk about Blake Bortles on Jaguars.com today.
We'll look forward to that
coming up.
Now for the play of the day, tight end Connor Hamlett with a one-handed catch. He had a couple of catches on Saturday night, but the rookie out of Oregon State didn't have anything this nice. Connor Hamlett with a nice play. We'll have more highlights coming up a little later on Jaguars.com, and the Jaguars are back in the practice field Tuesday morning. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.